Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today.
Charlie pointed out on the break, we were talking about the solar power farms to nowhere, that they're promoting and funding in New Mexico without knowing any of the return that they may or may not get. Now, in addition to that, it was like a month ago, right, in Texas, where a hailstorm knocked out hundreds of acres of these solar panels. So they're all useless now. They got to be replaced. They're going to be used. More importantly, if in fact you care about the environment, which is what this is all supposed to be predicated on, that very same farm of solar panels now has to be trashed. But you can't just throw them in a dump like the one on fire in India, right? There's a certain way that you have to dispose of these because there's highly toxic chemicals in these solar panels that are very, very not good. Very bad for the environment. So the irony, the pain of it all, never quite ends. This is what we're dealing with. Now, I mentioned in that story, they talked about the commitment to electric vehicles and what has to be done there. Well, there's a great story out of the Blaze. It's 10 reasons not to buy an electric car. Vroom editors Paul and Lauren kill the buzz around AV or EVs, rather. Vroom, of course, being a publication. Paul Bryan, Lauren Fix are the editors over there. There are 10 reasons, which I think are apropos to share as we talk about all this money being poured down the drain. Number one, we've been down this road before. Electric cars are not new. When the 1901 Chicago Auto Show was staged, more than half of the 14 vehicles, 1901, were shown at the show were electric vehicles. It's not a new idea at all. The problem is there's this nasty little thing called practicality. It's all smoke and mirrors. This is all about control, Paul says. Don't let anyone kid you that this electric car thing isn't about limiting your range. Amen, brother. Preach it. Number two, they're more expensive than you think. Lauren's saying if you're thinking about buying the electric car, you have to look at the full cost. The first thing you're going to do is ask, what's the payment? Okay, I think I can afford that, especially with all these incentives. But these incentives are now only for 12 cars, that's it. Because they kept changing the regulations, and they're going to make them even stricter. So you're going to pay more for it. Then there's the insurance, which is as much as twice as much as it would be for a regular gasoline-powered vehicle. Number three, they depreciate faster than a Model S Plaid in drag strip mode. Lauren said, look at the really cool Porsche Taycan. I think it's spectacular. Unfortunately, it's a $200,000 car that's available used for $100,000. So if you buy one of these vehicles, you're losing about half as soon as you drive it off the lot. Now, in fairness, all cars lose value when you drive them off the lot. But her point's taken. Not all cars are $200,000. Number four, the charging infrastructure just isn't there yet. It doesn't even need explanation. It's obvious. It's very clear. People try to ignore the facts, but it is. Number five, charging may pose hidden health risks. According to Lauren, they always say, oh, just sit in your car, it's fine. We have been fully reclining seats in big screens, and you can play your video games. It all sounds good on the surface. We've all heard, don't put your phone in your ear, right? Well, don't put your phone in your ear. Even these AirPods, if you just put in two, it's causing some kinds of issues. Don't put your iPhone in your pocket, especially you guys. We've all heard and read about this. But it's okay to sit in a car with alternating current running through it? Fair question. Number six, the capacity just isn't there yet. It's not only the infrastructure, but it's the capacity. I know about a company that, because they've bought into the hype so heavily, wanted to change their trucks to EVs. And they couldn't. There weren't enough of them. Number seven, it's bad for the environment and the roads. Eight, they're about government control. I'll give you the last two after this.
The Regular Joe Show.